Have you ever answered your phone only to hear an automated voice trying to scam you? This is Ralph from the Ask Ralph podcast. Actually, this is an AI clone of Ralph's voice. It's very scary just how easy it is to clone someone's voice. Can you even tell the difference?
So that was my AI voice clone. Interesting, isn't it? Just think about how my voice could be used to create an AI robocall. In today's episode, we'll uncover the truth behind those annoying robocalls and what Christians can do to protect themselves financially as well as digitally.
Welcome to the Ask Ralph podcast. We're listening to an experienced financial professional with over 30 years of experience can help you make sense of confusing questions, current headlines, and industry trends about taxes, small business, financial decision-making, investment strategies, and even the art of proper budgeting. Ask Ralph makes the complex simple by sharing his real-world knowledge from a Christian perspective with all things financial. Now here's your host, Ralph Estep Jr.
Welcome back to the show today on this Technology Tuesday. Thanks for joining us today as we explore the concerning rise of AI robocalls. Robocalls aren't anything new, but recent advances in artificial intelligence are making them more sophisticated and more difficult to detect. Have you ever answered a call that sounded like a real person, only to realize partway through that it was a recording designed to steal your information? These AI-powered robocalls use speech synthesis to sound almost human. Some have even been trained to respond conversationally based on your replies. This makes them incredibly deceiving. The volume of robocalls is also skyrocketing. It is estimated that Americans received 50 billion robocalls just last year. Many mimic legitimate businesses or government agencies to gain your trust. And the problem is, once they have you hooked, they direct you to provide sensitive information or payment information. What's a cool morning on the farm? On my walk this morning, I had absolutely determined that it's a dog's requirement to jump into every single puddle they find. If you have dogs, do they do the same for you? Anyway, just some morning venting. Now, before we get started, let me remind you to subscribe to our show. You can do that at AskRalphPodcast.com so you don't miss tomorrow's show, where we're going to discuss weird business laws. Yes, I've assembled some weird business laws throughout the world that we can discuss. So as we always do, let's start with a relevant Bible verse. As Christians, we need to be on high alert against these deceptive practices of these robocalls. The Bible warns us that bad company corrupts good character. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. So what can we do to protect ourselves from malicious AI robocall scams? I'm going to give you three practical tips today. First, be extremely cautious about answering calls from unknown numbers. For example, on my cell phone, if I see the word unknown, I generally don't answer it. Let them leave a voicemail whenever possible. Legitimate callers will leave a message. If it's a legitimate call, they're going to leave you a message. Here's the second thing I recommend. Hang up immediately. If a recording starts pitching your products, services, or requests for personal information, don't engage at all. Even if it sounds official, just hang up. And third, look into call blocking apps that set your phone to automatically block potential spam calls. Now, I have a Verizon phone, and one of the apps that's built in there is a robocall blocker. This can drastically cut down on interruptions. The truth is, folks, robocalls are more than just a nuisance. They can result in identity theft, financial fraud, and other harm if you fall for their tactics. As Christians, we're called to be wise and discerning when it comes to handling our resources. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 12 says, "The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty." Let's heed this warning and take appropriate precautions against robocall scams. The rise of deepfake technology is making robocalls even more deceptive. Scammers can now use AI to imitate specific individuals' voices and speech patterns. You heard that at the beginning of this. I was able to create a clone voice of myself. This means they can impersonate your loved ones, like grandchildren in distress, to manipulate you into spending money or sharing personal details. As Christians, we need extra discernment. Don't let the urgency or emotion override wisdom in that moment. Verify identities before taking action. But the truth is, folks, we can't become immobilized with fear. And though robo-scams are on the rise, there are practical tools we can use to protect ourselves. So what are those practical steps? The first thing I do is I recommend downloading a spam call blocking app. It's called NOMOROBO or RoboKiller. That's NOMOROBO. These use algorithms and crowdsourced databases to identify likely scams and block them from reaching your phone in the first place. Think of it as putting the spiritual armor of God against predatory practices on. That's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. And finally, and this one is vital, considering adding your number to the National Do Not Call Registry. The truth is, folks, legitimate businesses won't call numbers on that list. It's not going to stop illegal scammers, but should reduce solicitations. And then the thing that you need to do is report any robocall violations that you experience to authorities like the FCC or the FTC, that's the Federal Trade Commission, to help crack down on these nuisances. The key is being prepared, avoiding panic, and using wisdom. We have nothing to fear when we walk in a righteous path of God. Let's leverage all available resources to protect ourselves and our families from AI robocall scams targeting our finances and our identities. With prudence and prayer, we can outsmart the scammers. Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk about today is many of us have elderly relatives who may fall victim to these scams. So I come up with some suggestions of how to protect those elderly folks. And the first thing I think you should do is schedule a visit with them to walk through setting up call blocking features on their landline or on their cell phone. Many new phones have built-in screening tools you can enable together. They might be scared to tell you that they don't know how to work that, so schedule a visit with them. It'd be a good time to catch up with them anyway and help them get set up to prevent these. Download one of those call blocking apps like I talked about, Umail or Truecaller, and create their account with them. Show them exactly how to use the app to automatically block potential spam calls. And at the same time, reassure them that you're there for them if they need you. You can sign them up for free service like Narumbo. That's at NOMOROBO that screens calls against known robocallers. Input their phone number for them so calls are blocked at the carrier level so they won't even see them. And while you're there, add their numbers to the National Do Not Call Registry and state registries. This will limit those legal solicitation calls. Explain how to recognize common robocall tactics like calls from fake numbers that look local or claims of urgent needs. Tell them to hang up. They might see a call that's coming from an area code where their grandchildren live, or maybe it's where you live. And just explain to them that there are ways that people can spoof those numbers. Encourage them not to answer calls from unknown numbers. Let calls go to voicemail and only return messages left by real people. One of the things you can suggest is that they program your information in their phone so that your picture pops up when you call. If they do answer a suspicious robocall, advise them to hang up immediately without saying anything. So easy to get trapped in these scam calls. Tell them not to press any buttons or attempt to speak to an operator. Another thing you could consider is set a PIN code on their accounts in case a scammer tries social engineering to gain access by impersonating them or a loved one. Remind them to never give out sensitive information like social security numbers, credit card details, or online banking passwords over the phone. I see this time and time again in my practice with elderly folks. With patience and by equipping them with the right tools and knowledge, we can help elderly loved ones protect themselves from invasive AI phone scams that are just looking to target their finances and their privacy. Now, before we wrap up, I want to remind all of our listeners to visit our podcast page. That's at askgrowpodcast.com. There you can leave a review, share your thoughts, or even send us a message with questions for future episodes. As I always say, I'd love to hear from my listeners about what you'd like to hear on the show. While you're there, make sure you join our email list, enter into our weekly $25 Amazon gift card drawing. And if you need specific assistance from me, you can also schedule a consultation with me. Now, while we're here, if you know someone who has questions about these robocalls, or maybe they have elderly relatives, share this episode with them. We want to protect those people from scams. So here are a few final thoughts to recap what we covered today. AI advancements are making robocalls more deceptive and harder to detect. They often mimic humans or trusted entities. Billions of robocalls are bombarding Americans yearly. Their goal was to scam people through urgency, fear, or appealing offers. So the key is never provide sensitive information or payments to any unsolicited caller. Hang up right away on suspicious robocalls. And as I said, you may want to look at call blocking technology to automatically divert likely spam calls before they interrupt you. Friends, here's the truth. Staying vigilant against robocalls is key to stewarding our finances and identity wisely. Don't let scam artists gain a technological advantage over you. Take simple preventative steps to protect yourself. Again, visit AskRalphPodcast.com for more financial tips from a Christian perspective. That's my goal here. And join us next time as we continue exploring the intersection of faith and finance. So stay financially savvy and may God bless you abundantly.
Thank you for joining us on the Ask Ralph podcast. And with a simple click to subscribe, we'll invite you back to our next episode. And remember, financial issues don't have to be complicated. Just ask Ralph. The information contained in this episode of Ask Ralph is based on data available as of the date of its release. Saggio Accounting Plus and Ask Ralph Media, Inc. is under no obligation to update this content if changes occur. Applying this information to your specific situation requires careful consideration of all facts and circumstances, and any information provided is not to be considered as financial, tax, or legal advice. Please consult your tax advisor or attorney before acting on any material covered.